Hello. No, I'm still not here. I'm still not recording. This is a false alarm. I know you downloaded this podcast and heard the music, but no, I quit. Nah, just kidding again. Okay. Anyone who's been listening straight through, go ahead and skip ahead about a minute if you don't want to hear my personal details, but I've been gone for a while, and it's kind of a pain to like type an explanation on the Facebook, so figured I'd just do a little storytelling here. Well, the main thing to blame, the main factor is just how boring this part of the Bible is. It's just not even readable, you know, because it just repeats, as you've heard me say. But also, trying to get comfortable here. I got a new job. I actually was applying for a new job forever and interviewing and moving as well. So that took up about a day, and that's what I'm going to go ahead and blame for missing all this time. No, that was a good week or two of stuff, but truth be told, I just got busy, and it just got, no, that's not even the truth. I'll be honest with you guys. Every time I'd think about, I need to record this show, I'd think about like, okay, what am I going to do about the fact that I have to read Chronicles? Cause it's terrible. And then I'd be like, gosh, I can't, you know, I'd start thinking about that, and I couldn't solve that problem really. And then I'd be like, well, I just need to do something. And then, you know, there'd be something else to do that day and I wouldn't do it, you know. And I do work full time, so it's not like I just sit around all day and I have busy weekends. So I didn't, in the few times that I had time to record, I kept thinking about it and not just feeling, I couldn't go through with it because I hate this part so much. But I saw a lot of posts on the page. And if you're not on the page, get on the page, facebook.com/TNTheB. And you know, eventually it gets to the point where I blink and, you know, a couple months have gone by and haven't done it and I just need to do it. So enough talk. So I've decided that it seems like the majority of you do want me to read Chronicles anyway, even though it is just repeating. I think it's probably because you're sort of treating this podcast like a Bible audiobook with possibly a little entertainment. And that is originally what I intended. I guess I flattered myself that I was being entertaining about it and that, you know, and that people wouldn't care so much about the reading so much as the entertainment. But I think what draws most people to this is not really me, but, you know, getting through the Bible. And so I am going to just read this. I've not read through this. I'm not even, this is an, the only way I'm going to get through this pile of crap right now is just no prep. No, I'm not doing video because it's a hassle to set up and everything. I'm just going to read it. And if jokes occur to me, I'll make them. But I'm just reading this first time. Like, I don't even, yeah, that's all I'm doing. And we're going to get through it. I'm going to record probably a number of episodes right now. Hopefully, if I can get through a lot. And I don't know if I should post them all at the same time or what. I guess maybe I'll ask the Facebook. But all right, so we're on Chronicles 15. And this is episode 94, and we're supposed to be going, I gotta check how far we're going. We should be going through Chronicles 19, I'd say. So 15 to 19, they're short. Yeah, okay, so that's what we'll do. All right, let's just settle down and read a little bit, shall we? And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. And David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him forever. This is a cozy cast. I'm doing it from my bed. Bedside cast going on here. Just have to adjust things. And if I fall asleep, just pretend I'm reading it. Just, if you hear like, you know, just snoring noises, just go ahead and just pretend that's the Bible. That's what it, what the sound of someone reading the Bible is. You know, no one can do like a good convincing fake snore. Have you noticed that? Whenever someone fake snores, it's too overboard. You know, it's too like I just did. That's terrible. No one really snores like that. It's more like, you know, like I can't do it. It's impossible, but it's really, snoring is, that would be the true test of like an actor, you know, method actor. You could actually just get so into it that you snore, but not sleeping, you know? That's tough. I'm going to have to observe some more snoring, but I've never heard someone do the stereotypical, like, you know? Anyway. All right. There you go. Comedy gold right there. That's all you're getting. Okay. So David's something, whatever. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites, the sons of... all right, let's skip this because it's just saying, of the sons of something, something. Of the sons of whatever, something. So I'm skipping a few verses there. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel's, and Aminadab. And said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. I'm actually reading this out of an actual book Bible for once. I normally read it off the computer so I could kind of quickly look at my computer notes. But since I don't have any computer notes, screw that. Not going to happen. Not doing it. Just reading out of a book. So if you hear some nice authentic page sounds, those are real. Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with staves thereon, and Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. And it's been a long time since I've read. I've had a practice. Reading isn't something you could just do. It's not something you just keep up. Sorry, I gotta adjust my mic some more because I'm gonna put myself in a terrible position. So I'm kind of stalling. Yeah, reading is something that takes constant practice. You don't do it for a day or two, you'd completely forget. I mean, I don't think I'm alone in this, right? If you don't read for a few days, you have to completely reteach yourself which sounds all the letters make. It's a pain, isn't it? Okay, I think I'm situated properly here. I already read that. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with the instruments of music. M-U-S-I-C-K. Music. Psalteries and harps and cymbals. God damn, I just cannot get in the right position here. This is a bad idea. You try to be casual when you're recording. Try to be comfortable when you're recording, but it's not possible. So I should have just done it in like standing like I normally do. Sorry for all this trouble. So they're singing some crap music, playing some terrible music. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren. Oh, God, is there anything more interesting than biblical names? God, I could just read them all day. And with them, their brethren of the second degree, a bunch of names. So the singers were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. And some more names and more names and more names. It's saying which people played what terrible instrument for what shitty song. I'm sure they were awful. Goes without saying. So they're like, okay, so some of these turds are playing music. Others are kind of guarding the ark or like, you know, because it's like a procession, I guess. They're kind of taking the ark somewhere. So that's what's happening. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obededom with joy. And it came to pass when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and Shenaniah, master of the song, with the singers. Shenaniah, that's a cool name. David had also upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, ah, ah, so, this is the covenant, this is the ark, ah, It's all the shouting. And with sound of the cornet, I don't have a good cornet impression chambered, unfortunately. That's not something I've practiced. I'll get back to you, though. I'll practice my cornet. And it's like, burr, burr, burr. I don't know what sound specifically a cornet is. Trumpets, cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, I'm going to say Michal because it's a girl, for some reason it sounds less like Michael, looking out of the window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. I don't remember what any of that's about. I don't even care. So that's the end of chapter 15. My headphone wire here, I'm going to like tie it off. Something. Okay. So many ingredients to a podcast that you wouldn't even know. So we're on 16 now. We're going, what did I say? We're going through through 19. Jeez, that's a lot. Imagine if you had to read this entire Bible. Never happening. So they brought the Ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise for the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jael, not sure how to pronounce that, Mattathiah, oh, who cares, just a bunch of names, whatever, I's and J. Maybe I should read it on the internet, because these letters aren't as clear on this book, they're smaller or something. Some people did some stuff. That sums up the entire, I'll just say that for the entire reading, right? And some people did some stuff. Some other people didn't do stuff. Some people weren't even mentioned. Covers everything. Let's see if I can get away from names. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph, made a sound. No, I'm sorry. Then on that day, the brethren, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk you of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and judgments of his... Oh, this is a song, by the way. This is a terrible song. It's to be sung to the tune of the Macarena. He is the Lord our God, and his judgments are on the earth. Be mindful always of his covenant and the words which he commanded to thousands. I think that's the melody. Even of the covenant which he made with... Has anything ever said to be sung to the tune of the Macarena before? Because that would be really funny. It's pretty hard to sing to that tune. And hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and for Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, someone should make the best of the Bible, like album, you know, like collect all these songs, set them to music. It'd be terrible. Even the best of the Bible would be absolutely horrible. When ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation, and one kingdom and to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, shew forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. Yeah, above all what gods? I don't get it. For all the gods of the... I shouldn't have had a latte, an iced latte before this, because that is bad for talking and recording. Bad decision-making right there. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. And let all the people, and all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord Asaph and his brethren to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obededom and their brethren, 80, Obededom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosea to be porters, and Zadok the priest, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of burnt offering continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. Where was I? Hold on. Okay. And with them, to offer burnt offerings. Yeah. Yep, I already read that. And with it is easier to keep track of where I am on the computer. I probably should have done that. Boy, who reads from books anymore? It's difficult. It's tough stuff. It's very not easy, let me tell you. Okay. And with them, Heman and Jethun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. And with them, Heman and Jethun, with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. Well, God doesn't like electric guitar, you know, it's only limited to those instruments, huh? Drums, drum set, you know, electric bass, stand-up bass. They didn't even have stand-up bass back then. I love stand-up bass. It's a good sound. Boom, 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 you know, like, that's great. That just made me think of Simon and Garfunkel. Slow down, you move too fast. It's great sound, and yet it's not one of God's instruments. Come on. How, the injustice of it. Let's see. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Now it can, this is my most terrible recording, by the way. I'm just out of practice. I'm reading nothing, no material. But I'm done making excuses, because I already told you to begin with that it was crap. So that's what it is. It's crap. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo. I want to say lo before I say stuff. L-O. I'm sure I've made that joke before, but lo. I'm going to start saying that. Lo. I'm going to continue reading. Lo. I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the... Oh, I remember this. But the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. And Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day. What? Huh. Oh, brought up Israel unto this day. Emphasize the wrong thing, but have gone from tent to tent, and one tabernacle to another. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me a house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of great men that are in the earth. Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee a house. Where was I? And it shall come to pass that when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up a seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. So, what's his name? David wanted to build a house for the ark. And the Lord supposedly told this prophet, tell David not to build me a house. I'll build him a house as soon as everything's set, pretty much. As soon as I lead you to a better place or something like that. And then one of your sons will build me a house. Okay. Yeah. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is mine house that thou hast brought me hitherto? Oh, false modesty. And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. What can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according in all thine heart, I just made that up, according to thine own heart, just made up a sentence, it wasn't even close. I could be making up this whole thing. I should be. That would be the only excuse. Ooh, spilled water on myself. It's a little refreshment there. A little wake-up call. Just trying to get rid of this cough. All right. What can David... What's the sentence I made up? Where was that? Oh, according to thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things? O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God besides thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people? To make thee a name of greatness and terribleness by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt. This is just a bunch of BS. None of it matters. For thy people Israel didst thou make thine own people forever, and thou, Lord, becamest their God. Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast said. Let it even be established that thy name may be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel, and let the house of David thy servant be established before thee. For thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him a house, therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. Oh, God. And now, Lord, thou art God, and... Oh, thank you for the reminder. Thank you. I just want to be God responding to all these things, you know. Lord, thou art God. Oh, am I? Am I art God? Am I God? Thank you. Thank you for telling me that because I needed to know that. I didn't know. Me being all-knowing, how could I know something like I am God? And as promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now, therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever, for thou blessest O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever. All right, that's 17 all done. Got to readjust again. It's lying back, and my throat was hurting even worse. My heathen throat, you know, is hurting from God cursing me for reading his terrible book, making fun of it. Okay. Chapter 18. 18 and 19 are pretty quick. Now after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them, and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. And David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, unto Hamath, and as he went to stablish, it's stablish without an E, just stablish. There should be an apostrophe, like he's speaking slang. That'd be kind of funny. I'm going to establish this house. It's so easy to lose your spot in the sea of pointless words. Establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David... If horsemen ride horses, what if footmen ride? Oh, that's my little dose of humor for this chapter. Ah, man. Footmen. David also huffed all the chariot horses. I think that's what that word is. H-O-U-G-H-E-D. Huffed. Howd. I don't know. Is it like dough or rough? Howd or huffed. I don't know what it means, all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then David put garrisons in Syria Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. You know, as they say, whithersoever you go, there you are. Theresoever you are. Whithersoever you go, theresoever you are. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer and brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise, from Tibhath, and from Chun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, wherewith... Again, I lost my spot. Wherewith Solomon made the brassen sea, and the pillars and the vessels of brass. Now when Tou, king of Hamath, heard how David had smitten, someone's trying to get in the gate, calling my phone. Oh, this is driving me nuts. All right. Sorry for that distraction. I'm sorry, guys. This is just pathetic. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of where you were when nothing matters. It's like I was reading digits of pi, and then... stopped and then went back and was like, now where was I? It's like, well, it isn't 1, 5, 9, 2, 3, 7, 4. Like, it doesn't matter. I know there is a, you could calculate it, but it doesn't matter in reading terms, like where I would, it's nothing. Anyway, them also King David dedicated unto the Lord with the silver and gold that he brought from all the nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai the son of Zeruiah slew of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt 18,000. And he put garrisons in Edom, and... now I'm going to let the person... Here we go. Edom and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went, and theresoever he was. So David reigned all over Israel... over all Israel, and executed judgment and justice among all his people. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host, and Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, recorder. And Zadok, scribe, secretary, comptroller. This is saying what people were. Okay, last chapter, 19. Drink of water. So dumb of me to drink an iced latte. I think the dairy just like killed my throat. I was fine. I was reading Bible passages left and right before that. Now it came to pass after this that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will shew kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father shewed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Thinkest thou David doth honor thy father, that he has sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search and to overthrow and spy out the land? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments in the midst hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. Then there went certain and told David how the men were served. They got served. And he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, then return. Yeah, you sicken me, you beardless freaks. Yeah. People who didn't have beards back then were just not treated well, I imagine. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia and out of Syria and out of Zobah. Gosh, terrible. Just me coughing. That's all the show is. Still more interesting than the Bible. So they hired 30 and 2,000 chariots, and the king of Makkah and his people who came and pitched before Medeba, and the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle.
There you go.
I don't know why they made their children do all the fighting. Seems, I guess, before child labor laws, it made sense. Just have your kids do the fighting. You don't want to do the fighting. Have your dumb kids do it. And David heard of it, and he sent Joab and all the host of mighty men. Well, men against kids, it's not exactly fair. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array before the gate of the city, and the kings that were come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. Okay, never mind. Can't do that. Where was I? Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered under the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people, and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem, and when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they sent messengers and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Shophach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And it was told David, and he gathered all Israel, and passed over Jordan, and came upon them, and set the battle in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. But the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians 7,000 men, which fought in chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shophach, S-H-O-P-H-A-C-H. Would it kill these people to have pronounceable names? Would that just be the death of all of them? I don't understand why it's so hard. Shophach, the captain of the host. How about Steve, you know? Or if it's not a, you know, American-sounding name, how about just Blah and Fa and bleh, and you know, a couple syllables, you know, blah bleh, you know, not shofar. It's just stupid. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worst before Israel, they made a peace with David and became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon anymore. Okay, so that's the end of this reading. That was the worst show I've ever done. And I think I'm probably going to pound out a couple more terrible shows after this. So, see you next time. Bye.